is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. Any station. Can I have a radio check, please?
KO 4, HGX. Sounding good, Chad.
Hey, bud. You have a good Thanksgiving?
I did. How about yourself?
It was interesting. Very interesting. Before the net starts, I got a couple questions for you. Radio questions, if you're up to it.
I'll try to do my best. Go ahead.
Can you reach your grandfather's house from your location with a radio? Reach the 330 from your grandfather's house?
Don't know. Haven't tried.
Park the truck. Can you reach the 330 machine?
That's in Harrisonville. It's really close to the 330 machine.
The truck from your house. Is there a location? Well, let's see. You said you could. Is there a location between your house that you can hit the 330 with a crossband repeat?
Yeah, I'm working on one of those. My son actually lives up on Jeter Mountain, which is on the other side. If you're, like, my antenna is pointing here at the house to talk to you right now, he's over that way.
So you, my mind's a little numb right now. You said you could reach 330 from your son's house?
Might be able to, but I got to go up there and find out for sure. So it's just a matter of going up there maybe Monday night and seeing if I can.
Well, I'll give you a holler maybe tomorrow. I think I got a solution.
Talk to you about one also, and I've got a couple extra crossband repeat radios here, putting one of them in a can and putting it up there, and if I use my 710, then my little Kenwood radio can use a Sky Command on it if I can get that function working, and I can actually control the radio from here.
Got the control and the radio figured out. So, if you're willing to, you know, preset it, I'm talking about turning it on.
Willing for whatever. Hey, as long as we're learning, that's what I got into this hobby for.
Well, I'll give you all or tomorrow. I got it all ironed out. So, I'll give you a holler and discuss it with you sometime tomorrow. What time would you be? For you got anything? Any family going on tomorrow? Anything?
Going to church in the morning, and then I'll be working on the tool truck tomorrow. So later in the evening, you know, probably 6-7 o'clock.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna see if I can get Anna to help me make shoot a video and put it up on YouTube. Maybe check it out that way. You can see what I'm talking about. But we'll work it out. I'll iron it out with you. But I think, like I said, I think I've got it worked out. But listen, I'm going to duck on out and get ready for the net. Appreciate the signal report. And I'll see you here in a few minutes. That's KO4 NUE. I'm clear for now.
KO4 HGX. Clear for now.
CQ, CQ, this is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. My name is Chad, and my location is Campobello, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. in the event of an emergency. It's located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. the repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net tonight? Please call KO4NUE. Any announcements or bulletins for the net tonight? Please call KO4NUE. Now begin the roll call portion of the net. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGCHU portion. Tonight we'll start with the pre-check-in, starting with KA3JCA Richard in Simpsonville, KA4JCA Sally in Simpsonville, KA4ACL Ashley in Simpsonville, and K3DOV Upstate Anderson Radio Club in Simpsonville, KM4JWP Brian in Rutherfordton, W4FCM Fred in Travelers Rest, N4II Island also in Travelers Rest, W2AMD Andy in Simpsonville, K4XML Mail in Prosperity, KG4PFI Don in Piedmont, KQ4QLQ Miss Linda in Piedmont, KJ4UHF Jack in Greenville, N4ASW Tony in Asheville, KN4RJN John in Brown Summit, EHJ Thomas in Piedmont, South Carolina, KGNC Glanton in Cornelius, North Carolina, N4JVM Jerry in Campobello, KA5WLL Leroy in Taylors, WU2T Rusty in Moore, South Carolina, KO4ZEW Ben in Simpsonville, KO4RAX Jim in Dacresville, and KB2BYQ Dave in Easley. Big group. So with that, we'll go ahead and check on Echo Link stations and Echo Link stations only. Please call UE. So we'll move on to the RF portion of check-ins tonight. Tonight being Saturday night, we'll start with Alpha through Delta. Any station, Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. Chad, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Michelle. We're all in.
KO4NUE. Good evening, Chad. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta, Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
4NUE. Chad, please check in Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative and negative.
4NUE. Please check in November 4, Delta Juliet Charlie, N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson, negative and negative.
4NUE. Chad, please check in Kilo Mike 4, Bravo Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
Big group, so before we get started, let me go ahead and check in my wife, KO4RYP, who's here with me tonight. And KK4 Delta Mike Whiskey, Mr. Rick, you were in and out. Partner, I did not get your location. Can I have your location? Can you recheck with me, please?
Location is in Piedmont.
Sir. We'd like to welcome KK4 Delta Mike Whiskey. That's Mr. Rick. He brings along Miss Lorena, KK4ONO, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ, all in Piedmont tonight. Hope you guys are doing well. Also, we'd like to welcome W4DJW, that's Mr. Dave and Greer, and KN4CHY, Mr. Keith and Seneca, N4DJC, Mr. Jerry and Anderson, and KM4BLH, that's Mr. Kurt and Greenville. Hope you guys are doing well. All right, any additional stations, Alpha 3 Delta, please call KO4NUE. We'll move on to the next group, which is Echo through Hotel. Any station, Echo through, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HX. That's Patrick up here in Penrose. And Chad, I will be in and out tonight. Thanks for calling in.
4NUE. Chad, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZ and Harry and Candler. And I will be negative and negative tonight. Thanks.
Welcome, KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick up in Penrose. And KC4EZN, that's Mr. Harry and Candler. Hope you guys are doing well. Hope you guys had a good Thanksgiving, too. All right, any additional stations, Echo through Hotel, please call KO4NUE. Move on to the next group, which is India through Lima. Any station, India through Lima, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. Kilo 4. Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James, and I am up on this mountain here in Tuxedo, North Carolina, where I'll be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
NUE. Hope you and Miss Ann are well. Had a good Thanksgiving. Please check in. Whiskey 4. India, Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Anna. Good evening to all on the net. Hope everybody had a good Thanksgiving. No traffic, no comments.
Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. KO4JKV. This is Duncan up in Asheville. I'll just be short time tonight.
NUE. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out. I'll be around for a comment. I wish everyone...
NUE. Kilo, India, 4. Lima, Zulu, India. KI4LZI. Andy, Table Rock, no traffic, no round tape.
I'd like to welcome KK4JFO, that's Mr. James up in Tuxedo, North Carolina, and W4IOE, that's Mr. Sid and Fletcher. Sid, hope you are doing well. Meet you too, Mr. James. I hope you had a good Thanksgiving as well. Also, we'd like to welcome KO4JKV, that's Mr. Duncan up in Asheville, and KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry and Greer. Larry, have you down for some comments, sir. And KC4MFK, that's Miss Donna, Larry's wife. Larry, you told Miss Donna we said hello tonight. And KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy and Table Rock. Are there any additional stations, India through Lima? Please call KO4NUE. Now move on to the next group, which is Mike through Papa. Any station that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And your suffix begins with Mike through Papa. Please call KO4NUE.
For NUE, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd and Sensiville. I'll be negative and negative.
Walt, K4OIM in Inman. Walt, hope you were doing well, bud. Hope you had a good Thanksgiving. It's nice to hear from you. Also, we'd like to welcome KO4PXB. That's Mr. Lloyd in Simpsonville. And Lloyd, hope you are doing well. Please tell Miss Tracy we said hello. All right, are there any additional stations, Mike through Papa, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Please call KO4NUE. So we'll move up to Echo Link real quick. Any station that would like to check in via Echo Link tonight, please call KO4NUE.
4NUE, please check in. Kilo Juliet 4, Zulu Whiskey Alpha. My name is Fleet. I'm in Traveler's Rest tonight, and I will be negative and negative.
I'd like to welcome KJ4ZWA. This is Mr. Fleet in Traveler's Rest. Fleet, hope you are doing well tonight, sir. All right, with that, we'll move on to the next group, which is Quebec through Tango. Any station, Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. Ed, Anna, please check in N0TR. This is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net, and I'll be negative and negative.
KO4NUE. KO4QLG. This is Chris in Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Chris.
All right, we'd like to welcome N0TR. That's Mr. Tom and Greer. Tom, hope you're doing well. Please say hello to Miss Bernice. Also, we'd like to welcome KO4QLG. That's Mr. Chris and Liberty. And I hope you guys are doing great tonight. All right, any other Back 3 Tango, please call KO4NUE. Curves, we'll move on to the next group, which is Uniform 3 Zulu. Any station, Uniform 3 Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE.
UE. Okay, please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. My location is Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on that.
NUE. 4UDD. Jan from Traveler's Rest checking in.
NUE. Ed. This is Kilo Oscar 4 Whiskey Tango Quebec. KO4WTQ. This is Greg in Greer, negative and negative, 73 to all.
Recognize those stations. Miss Jan, can you say your call sign again, please? I wrote down K4UBD. I think that's incorrect. Can you recheck with me, please?
K4UBD, K4 Uniform Bravo Delta.
In the log. All right, we'd like to welcome K4XB. That's Mr. Tommy in Southern Greenville County. Also, K4UBD. That's Miss Jan in Traveler's Rest. Hope you're doing well tonight, ma'am. Also, we'd like to welcome KO4WTQ. That's Mr. Greg in Greer. All right, are there any additional stations, Uniform through Zulu? Please call KO4NUE. We'll go ahead and open it up to the big group. Any station, Alpha 3 Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE. Heard. So we'll go ahead and secure the formal portion of the net tonight. We'd like to thank each one of you for checking in with us. All stations wishing not to hang around for the rag chief may secure at this time. This is KO4NUE, and it's been a true pleasure to be your net controller tonight. All right, first on the stump. And only on the stump for now is KK4JBQ. Mr. Larry, how are you tonight, sir?
And you, BQ here. Well, first of all, I want to start out by saying thank you for being our net control tonight. Saturday is kind of a roulette wheel type of thing. A lot of people have had part in calling the net on Saturdays. Well, I was tickled to hear that you're our net control because, you know, not everybody can put up with my stream of consciousness. But I will say that I was listening to a podcast before the net, one that I am very conscious of listening to regularly because I get so much out of it. And then I went to the computer because it's sitting right here in the shack, and I launched an app which gives me things to think about. And I was not aware that about what Neil Armstrong said when he got, when he jumped off the ladder, if you remember the scene, you got it in your mind, and his feet landed on the moon. Do you remember that?
One giant step for man, leap for one small step for man, and one giant leap for mankind. And I got my back there.
That encapsulates what he said, or at least what I have always thought he said. But now there seems to be some question as to what Neil Armstrong actually said. Don't know where you were. I'll ask you that, too. Where were you when we were gathered around, those of us who were alive at the time, were gathered around the TV set and watching this live on television?
1969. Guess I was floating around in the cosmos because I wasn't born yet.
Oh, well, that's one way to put it. Twinkle in your daddy's eyes, another way I've heard it said. But this was 52 years ago, and so that's a long time. And I was a little boy. I was recording this from a television speaker onto a reel-to-reel tape recorder. I held the microphone up to, because I knew this was going to be important, and there was no video recording at the time. And there was no cassettes, and there were no CDs or DVDs or, you know, anything like that. But there were reel-to-reel tape recorders, and I had one, and I put it up there, and I don't know where that has gotten to. But I listened to it, and over the years, that's been played for all of us so many times before, and we hear this in our head, you know. The actual quote that I remember is this: that's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. It was troubling, because every time I've heard it, the word leap is not clearly enunciated. It's like one giant leap for mankind. And it could be that he said one giant feat for mankind, F-E-A-T. But that's not, when I've read the article, that's not it. That's not what Neil Armstrong, so this is an important point, that's not what he remembers saying. He remembers saying, that's one small step for man. That's one small step for a man, one giant leap for mankind. Either way, it's a linguistics thing. And as I probably have told you, and some other people also know, that I had a speech impediment as a child, and I overcame it. But ever since then, speaking clearly, enunciating clearly, has been kind of always on my mind. And, I mean, I couldn't put two words together, truly. I was really impaired. And I had someone work with me. And I will owe that woman everything. Forever. But I had problems with the word leap But the actual thing is whether if that small one-letter word, one small step for a man. Now you might ask, what difference does that make? Well, it struck. I'm reading this because I remember the other word, the leap. Was it leap or feet? Maybe no one will ever know. But anyway, I thought I would take people back 52 years and recant that moment. So anyway, had a good Thanksgiving, and I've heard everyone wish Thanksgiving 100 times, and I just loved it because that's what we should be all about. Nothing is owed to any of us. And for anything we receive over and above, I guess, not even our breath, maybe, we should be thankful. And I'll turn it back to you. KK4JBQ.
QUE and KK4JBQ for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. So here's what I remember. I remember... as a child, I had to be, I don't know what age a child is when he can remember conversations. I'd have to be 6 or 8, maybe. But I remember one of my family members thinking that it was not real. It was all staged. And I also remember later on... A couple years ago, I remember watching a documentary on the uplink was in Australia, I believe, where they were recording the audio feed and video feed. And somehow or another, NASA has lost the original tapes or was rewritten over time. And there was someone doing a documentary on it and could not find the original tapes. NASA finally admitted that they may have them. They found a physicist that worked on the original crew, and he had a portion of the tapes that had not been rewritten in his garage. And I just thought, how is that possible that, you know, one of the most historic events in this country is sitting in a garage that half of the data is gone? I mean, that's just crazy to me.
That's crazy. We wouldn't think of the possibility that that would occur. But this, our time is a different time. Today is a different day, and I don't want to besmirch the reputation of anyone who might have felt responsible for the security of that historical record, but today we so easily save everything. We can't wait. If we hear something that's important, we can't wait to put it into an app. A lot of people have them. I think Microsoft calls it Notes. And so you can quickly open this app and type in if you're a typist. And I never have been. It's always been one of the drawbacks of anything I've done on a computer. And is that I can't type. And I've had a computer ever since. My first computer was a CPM computer. That was before Microsoft was ever a company and before DOS was ever an operating system. So I've had a computer since 83, maybe, is before IBM made their machines. So, it's kind of a drawback. But back, I remember, back when I was in high school, and Anna might chuckle at this, but it wasn't cool for a guy to take in typing. My brother was an exception, because my brother had it figured out. He's 3 years younger than me. But by that, you know, time in history, boys had learned that the one place to meet a lot of girls was in typing class. So he took typing now, and he's 3 years younger, and he types like a whiz. He can type and talk to you at the same time, sort of like people having a QSO in CW and carry on a conversation at the same time. I just can't imagine how the brain can do that. But he can do it with the typing. He's shown me that. And, I'm a Hunt and Peck typer, which is, it looks like a spastic, autistic person trying to do something, which is two maladies that one should never put together. I'm happy that I have the actual memory. As for it being staged, yes, I've heard that conspiracy theory. that was an even larger leap of possibility that it was staged. And then for what purpose? I mean, you might come up with 20 different reasons why we would fake it. But I live in a world where I have accepted that it was true. And I guess one reason why is that if you look at some of the footage that survives, you'll see the Earth from a vantage point that mankind had never seen the Earth, and that is from the surface of the moon. And it's one reason why I think some people put aside the fact that it might have been actual fact, because they're still flat earthers. They think the Earth is flat. Believe it or not, there's a lot of folks like that. And the picture from the moon shows the Earth as a sphere in space. And it shows the continents. And of course, if the telemetry had switched to Australia, then I'm thinking that Australia should be in view. That would be one double check, wouldn't it? To watch the footage and see if you can see Australia on the Earth when the telemetry was going to the Earth. KK4JBQ.
One second, let me jump up to Echo Link Station, Echo Link real quick. I'll be right back. Echo Link Stations and Echo Link Stations only. Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, good evening, Chad. If you would check in, KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening, Chad, to yourself on the net. No traffic, no queue, negative, and Chad did be sure and tell me to say hello for me.
Mr. Stephen, I will tell her that you said hello. We'd like to welcome KA4PQA, Mr. Stephen in Greenwood. Audio sounds really nice tonight, Stephen. Hope you had a good Thanksgiving, sir. All right, Mr. Larry, so let me back up and tell you that I took typing in high school. That's the first time I was exposed to an elective. You could choose classes that you wanted to take. Most of them were mandatory, but you could choose an elective. So I chose typing because of the young ladies. First day of class, Miss Hamrick was the teacher. And she separated all the boys on one side of the class and all the girls on the other side of the class. And said, okay, young men, all of you who signed up for this class to meet girls, you're in the wrong class. because the only thing you're going to learn in here is Pica and Elite, which is the font of the typewriter. And you will type, I forget, 15 words a minute by the time you leave here. Focus, focus, focus. And she had this little stick she carried. But boy, she stayed on me and Brian Plummer. Woo, boy.
Well, okay. Wow. Yeah, my brother and I had never talked about his in typing class. I know that was his reason. But it may have been in the mind of, you know, most boys of that age at that time. And so your teacher had had a cure. She had the thing figured out before you ever sat down. Oh, that's wonderful, I guess. But really, now thinking back on it, Gary did tell me, and my Gary is my brother's name, he did tell me that he married Barbara right out of high school, and she sat across from him in typing class. So there you are. And it might not have gone like your typing class did. There might have not been some, you know, taskmaster with a stick walking up and down the aisles as you practiced your Pica and Elite. That's a great story.
This is KO4NUE with KK4JBQ. It wasn't that bad. I did learn to type somewhat. I could actually type without looking at the keyboard. But I'm kind of like you. It's just an awful fat fingering of, you know, I hit the backspace more than I do, you know, I go backwards more than I go forward. And here in the last couple of weeks, I've dove, you know, straight into some Arduino stuff. And that camel case, if everything in capital letters, so I don't have to, you know, find the shift key. And our club secretary, it drives her crazy. She can't stand it because I type everything in capital letters. But, you know, you and I were having that discussion the other day about text and, you know, personal letters and things like that. You know, my generation just, hey, get it on paper, get it out the door. You know, you don't have to be eloquent about it. That's the way I remember, anyway, you know. But my mother, it's a different story, you know. She's from a generation that, you know, you make a statement when you write something. And you say a lot about yourself. And I just, you know, I never was taught that to do that.
I'm of two minds when it comes to handwriting. I've done an artistic study of calligraphy. The tools, the paper and ink, the pens that you use, and the whole effort is to make it look good. And it has its place. Even today, it has its place. If you get an engraved invitation. Now, engraved invitation is just that. It's run on a printing press, of course. It's duplicated many thousands of times, perhaps. But a plate is engraved using, they use a photographic process to take a picture of the page with the calligraphy on it and then use an aluminum plate to be run on a printing press later. And it's etched into the plate, and the ink is deposited in the incised surface of the plate. But it has its place. It's easier to read, and I'll go along with Anne. Upper and lower case tells you something about what you're reading beyond the words. sentences, if you miss the period, which you very likely could because it's the smallest character on the page, but if you miss the period, you're going to run into a capital letter, your first one in a while, perhaps, within the sentence, and you can read faster. So there are little nubbins like that pop up that make it a good thing to write an upper and lower case, and I kind of understand where Ann's coming from. Stylistic writing, that has a special case today. But I will say that Donna and I watch a program, a very excellent program called Finding Your Roots. It's on PBS. And in order to do genealogical searches for people, they often go through birth records, marriage records, service records, the census records, and all things like that. And if they're done, any part of it is done in longhand, it's always script, and it's beautiful. It's stunning how people used to write, just your average person, how they used to write, even on a document like that, where being fancy is not required. Just getting the information down is only thing that's required. But still, it's such beautiful handwriting. And it just bowls me over to see such attention. But if you have it in your head, and that's how you learned it, it flows out of you. You don't make any special attention to things. Now, writing calligraphy does take some special attention, and you do it slowly. You're practically painting the letters onto the page with a pen, sometimes with a brush. But anyway, that's a whole other thing. Very interesting to me. This thing about Armstrong, I hear that little skip in the recording. If you listen to it, just pull up a recording of his first words while stepping onto the moon. You'll hear the little skip in there. And that has bothered me. But not whether he put an A in the first sentence of his two-sentence historical word from the moon. Anyway, I've taken too much time. If anyone else wants to talk, I've got to step aside. Thank you, Chad, again, for being our net control tonight. And Anna, you have a good night. And I know you both have been through quite a lot, entertaining so many folks and providing a good Thanksgiving experience for them, family and friends. So you deserve some rest now. I'll step aside and let the next one step up. This is KK4JBQ with KO4NUE. Y'all have a good night. 7-3.
R4NUE for the net control station for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Larry, appreciate the comments tonight, and I'll go back and listen to the recording. I've never noticed, but I'll pay a little bit closer attention. You have a nice evening, sir, and you tell Miss Donna we said hello. All right, are there any additional stations, Alpha 3 Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Please call KO4NUE.
4NUE, please check in Kilo 4, Golf Sierra Charlie, K4GSC, Patrick and Marietta. I'll be negative and negative.
Check in Whiskey Alpha 4, Kilo Charlie. It's Juan in Greenville. No traffic, not coming, but listen. 73.
Welcome, K4GSC. That's Mr. Patrick in Marietta. And WA4KC, that's Mr. Juan in Greenville. Hope you guys are doing well and hope you had a good Thanksgiving. All right, are there any additional stations that would like to check in or make comments? Please call KO4NUE.
4NUE, KO4PXB. explaining when I was listening to your this story about the taking typing. When I took typing in high school, pretty much like you did for the elective, and during the class, the whole year that we were taking the typing, there was this real hateful girl. So, and she sat right in front of me, and it was to my luck that she had ponytail. So I took that ponytail and rolled it up in that typewriter, and then so she learned her lesson from then on not to be hateful to anybody.
Well, something tells me you may learn the lesson too.
The thing the teacher said was that really nice? I said, well, no, not really, but she deserved it because she was just beyond hateful to anybody and everybody. And I got tired of it. She said, well, you know, all she said was, don't do it anymore. And it took probably about 20 minutes or so to get her hair out of there. But she definitely learned a lesson because she was nice from then on out to pretty much everybody.
Well, Thanksgiving.
Sir, we did. Had a very good Thanksgiving. And we're going to have some turkey stew tomorrow with the leftover turkey, stuff like that. So this evening I had the turkey leftovers with dressings and green bean casserole, and it was definitely good. Hopefully you and Anna had a good Thanksgiving also.
Good time Wednesday night when the kids came over. It was good to, you know, have all of them over, you know, back in the house. I had some new faces with, you know, boyfriends, girlfriends, and wives. So maybe one of these years I'll, you know, have a grandkid running around. I keep waiting, but, you know, I'm starting to get a little bitter about it. But I'm just kidding. I'm not. But I don't hesitate reminding them every time I see them.
Chad, I promise you, I know what it's like to start raising a new child well into my 50s. I'm 56 years old, and well, about close to 3 years ago, one of the children that we were keeping in our foster care, she up and left the baby with us and hasn't been back since. So I'm starting over raising. You know, I was pretty much at that point in time. We pretty much were raising a newborn, and now she's 3 years old, so it's truly understandable why God gives kids to young people. But we're doing good, and she's a lot better off with us than, you know, anywhere else.
NUE with KO4PXB. Well, Lord, I don't know where you find the energy, but I commend you. That's a good thing, but boy, it just wears me out thinking about it, my goodness. But anyway, Lord, I'm gonna step on out and go ahead and close the net down. I'm showing my tired a little bit, but glad you dropped by, and I'm glad you had a good Thanksgiving. And be sure to tell Miss Tracy that we said hello. All right, with that, I'm going to ask for any other stations, Alpha 3 Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, KM4UD, South Carolina, I'll be negative and negative.
Welcome, KM4UDL, that's Mr. Jack in Wilford. Jack, hope you're doing well, sir. And did you have any comments for the net, sir?
Not. I just wanted to check in. I actually just got my antenna set up today. It's been about 4 years since I've set up my antenna, so I got it set up today, and I was just listening into the net, so I just wanted to just kind of check in, get a good feel for it again. But I do appreciate it. That'll be it.
Yeah, well, I don't know what you're doing with antenna or radio, but whatever it is, keep on doing it, because you've got a good signal coming into the repeater. 73's Jack, you have a nice evening, sir. All right, any additional comments, please call KO4NUE. Stand by for my net report. That's it. Appreciate your participation tonight, and I hope everybody recovers from Thanksgiving. I'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use, 73's to all on the net.
and it's been a true pleasure to be your net controller. This is KO4 NUE, and I am clear.